From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazilian senators suspend President Dilma Rousseff from office. The lawmakers are preparing to try her on charges of manipulating the national budget to boost her 2014 re-election campaign. Ms. Rousseff accused her opponents of sabotaging her government, saying respect for democracy and the country's constitution are at stake. Vice President Michel Temer will take over the presidency for the time being. U.S. forces fired on al-Shabaab militants while assisting an attack by Somali government and African Union troops. The incident occurred Thursday in the village of Sabi'i during a government attack on a militant base. A U.S. defense official says U.S. forces conducted defensive fire against al-Shabaab fighters after Ugandan African Union troops came under attack while trying to eliminate a militant checkpoint. Turkish officials say a car bombing in Istanbul Thursday wounded at least 8 people. The explosion occurred inside a parked car near a military garrison in the city's Sancaktepe neighborhood. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. The U.S. switched on a missile defense site in southern Romania Thursday. Work on the Deveselu site began in 2013, 3 years after NATO's decision to create a missile shield. The project includes sites in Poland as well as Romania and is expected to be completed by 2020. Russia is upset by the move, but the U.S. and NATO say the system is not designed for or capable of undermining Russia's deterrence capability. For more on that, check our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan are voicing confidence that the two of them will eventually unite. The two men met Thursday in Washington. Speaker Ryan, the highest-ranking Republican official, said last week that he was not ready to endorse Trump's candidacy. Trump and Ryan said in a joint statement that they remain confident there's a great opportunity to unify our party and win November's U.S. presidential election. A one-day meeting in London Thursday was aimed at stepping up global action to expose, punish, and drive out corruption at all levels of society. The corruption summit sought to shift the focus on global corruption from African generals, oligarchs, and corrupt dictators toward the rich countries whose banks and real estate brokers have allegedly been the benefactors of the stolen wealth of nations. The European Parliament on Thursday strongly condemned last month's decision by Crimea's Russia-backed authorities to ban the Crimean Tatars' representative body. A resolution passed by the European legislature called the Crimea's Supreme Court April 26th decision to ban the Tatars' Majlis, quoting now, systemic and targeted persecution. The European Parliament's resolution also reiterated its severe condemnation of Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014. Pakistan has temporarily closed one of its two main border crossings with Afghanistan, but says the two sides are in contact with each other to resolve differences. Pakistani authorities began fencing the northwestern Turkum border crossing on Tuesday to tighten controls and deter illegal movement, but the unilateral activity provoked strong resistance from the Afghan side, and the tensions forced Pakistan to stop the work and close the border. United Nations economists project the world economic growth will be sluggish this year. In a new report on the global economic situation and its prospects, the experts say weak economic growth is likely to linger. They say lower oil prices, severe weather effects from El Niño, and political instability have all contributed to 2016's below-average showing. Pope Francis announced Thursday his willingness to create a commission to study the possibility of allowing women to serve as deacons in the Roman Catholic Church. Francis accepted a proposal to create the official study commission during a closed-door meeting with some 900 superiors of women's religious orders. They were in Rome for a triennial assembly. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are mixed at this hour. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.